Hi, I'm Jody Paulson with What They Don't Tell You. Exactly 1 week after September 11th, 2001, the first of what were to be several letters containing anthrax were mailed out. They were sent to several news media offices and two Democratic senators, and five people died as a result. Letters sent to the New York Post and NBC News contained a note with these words, 9/11/01, this is next, take penicillin now, death to America, death to Israel, Allah is great. But we now know that the anthrax contained in these letters came from a U.S. Army base. However, 4 years later, this crime remains unsolved. Now, in recent news, it has been revealed that the U.S. plans to buy large quantities of anthrax. NewScientist.com reports that Edward Hammond of the Sunshine Project, an organization committed to preventing the use of biological and chemical weapons, discovered contracts relating to the Army's Dugway Proving Ground in Utah, asking companies to tender production for huge quantities of a non-virulent strain of anthrax and equipment to produce other bioagents. Alan Pearson, Program Director for Biological and Chemical Weapons at the Center for Arms Control and Nonproliferation in Washington, D.C., says, quote, "It raises a serious question over how the U.S. is going to demonstrate its compliance with obligations under the Biological Weapons Convention if it brings these tanks online. If one can grow the Stern strain in these units, one could also grow the AIM strain, which is quite lethal," unquote. I'm Jody Paulson, and I just thought you should know.
To listen to archive editions of What They Don't Tell You, go to radio.indymedia.org or www.radioforall.net.